Okay, Kedushas Levi for Shavuos Part 2. Vayageid Moshe's Divrei Am El Hashem. Valdik Shur Torah. Vayageid Moshe's Divrei Am El Hashem. So Moshe is negotiating. This is Pasuk in Yisro, Paragin Tes. So Moshe goes back to Hashem, says, do you want to be my people? And basically, Klal Yisrael says, yeah, we're interested. So Moshe goes back to Hashem and tells him the good news. Rashi says something that's hard to find in the Pasuk. Rashi says, Ritzoneinu Liros Malkeinu. We want to see our king. Really? When did they say that? Vayageid Moshe as Divrei Am El Hashem. Moshe goes to report. What's the report? The Jews want to see you. When did they say that? V'yesh l'havin heich ramozev apasuk. Where is that hinted to in the pasuk? So the Berditchever Zuchusir Genalino explains, v'anira al pi pashut d'shapi ramoz. It's very obvious to me. Here's how to read the pasuk. V'kachu apeirish vayageid Moshe as Divrei Am. Kama. Moshe went and he reported what the people want to say. Klomar divrei ha'am sheim medabrim. Moshe went to tell Hashem what the people have to say. And what do the people have to say? What are the next two words of the pasuk? El Hashem. We want to see Hashem. El Hashem. Vayagid Moshe as divrei ha'am. It's not that Moshe relayed the words of the people to God, but Moshe told God the words of the people. And what were the words of the people? El Hashem. We want to be close to Hashem. Shemidavim shiritzonim lios eitzel Hashem. El Hashem, bring us close. So that's what Rashi is saying, right? Ritzoneinu liros malkeinu. We want to see the king. So Klal Yisrael wanted to be close. And again, it goes back to the sphere piece. Why don't we say shachianu when it comes to sfiras ha'omer? Because we just want to get it over with and be close to Hashem. We understand that there's something called a gvul. We respect those boundaries. The truth is, I went to Rabbi Rubenstein's son's bar mitzvah the other night, and I realized on the way, Vayaged Moshe. We know that the body is made up of 200, halachic understanding of the body is made up of 248 limbs and 365 gidin. There's 248 essential organs, and there are 365 primary tendons or sinews or arteries, whatever it is exactly that holds the body, so to speak, holds the pieces together. They correspond to the 248 mitzvah sasei and the 365 lo sasei. If you look in the Ramban's Hakadama, in the beginning of Bamidbar, the Ramban introduces at the beginning of Bamidbar that really Kabbalah Satorah is, in many respects, taught to us in the negative. And you would think, if I'm trying to makarev a person, I would want to tell them all the exciting aspects of Torah. And the truth is, we kind of emphasize a lot of the lo sase. There are more lo sase than asay. Let's just take it for that. That's part of the Gemara's conclusion in Maseches Eruvin, better not to be born. Why? Because the odds are against you. There's more things to get you into trouble than there are positive experiences to be had. What's the difference between the limbs and the gidin? The limbs, while they of course work in tandem, right? But the limbs can be viewed somewhat independently. The very point of the gidim is to tie the pieces together. So the role of lo sasei is also to give us boundaries, is to hold the things together. It's a sasei or the oros, so to speak, and the lo sasei or the kalim, like we learned about when he spoke about the inyan of making sure that the kli is fashioned for the or. So Vayagid Moshe as Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. If you remember, this is really the moment where Klal Yisrael are accepting what? Where they're accepting Gvulim. They're accepting the concept of we're not going to ascend the mountain improperly, even though we really want to. So I think that's why the Torah uses the lashon of Vayagid. Vayagid is the lashon of Gidim. Mm-hmm. Right? We're accepting the boundaries. Ah, so then I realized today, hold on a second, but doesn't that contradict exactly what Rashi is saying here? We just want to be close to you, Hashem. El Hashem, that's our whole desire. So I realized, no, lehefer, that's dafka the point. Even though Hashem, meaning, if I don't care to be close to Hashem, then the boundary's not a big deal. It's dafka because I want to just run up the mountain and jump into your arms, Hashem. And afal picha, and I'll accept the thing that's against my teva, like the Shem Yishmuel we learned the other day. Even though it's hard for me to hold back, but I'm willing to hold back. Even though I want to be really close, but I understand there's a time and a place and a way to be close. And just like an Isha goes through the process of mikvah, Klal Yisrael will go through the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer in order to then have that yichud called Kabbalah Satara. So that's the Vayagid. The Vayagid is Lashon of Gidim. Vayagid Moshe. Moshe says they're willing to mekabel the Gidim. They're willing to understand the role of Lo Sasek. And there's a lot to say about the Ramban and Bamidbar, which is what I'm talking about. Why introduce? Because again, if I don't have a sense of Sur Meira, if I don't know how to avoid negative, if I just want the positive aspects of Yiddishkeit, and I'm not willing to mekabel upon myself the parts that are hard, then I don't have a Yiddishkeit. My Judaism's not Orthodox Judaism. Those are the first things that went in the conservative reform movement. Things that I can't do. What can I not do? I can do whatever I want. At first, they threw out halacha completely, and then they started bringing back in mitzvah saseh because they're geshmak. It gives a sense of ritual. So we'll put on the talis, and we believe we're tefillin. But lo saseh, there's no lo saseh. But that's the foundation. Okay? So it doesn't contradict. I just want to point out the Vayagid Moshe, which is mamish really Moshe saying, the Klai will accept the mitzvah's hagbala, which again we learned in the Shem Yishmuel is the thing that was very against their teva, just like Esav struggles with don't kill, and Yishmuel struggles with don't commit adultery, we struggle with holding back. But even though Ritzoneinu liras malkeinu, we agree to hold back. And that's a very chashuv thing. But again, there's the way that he reads the pasuk that Moshe told Hashem, you should just know, El Hashem, they really want to just be close with you. Ritzoneinu liras malkeinu. Okay? Okay, that was a short piece. Now a long piece. A very chashuv long piece. Very important piece. V'nevayra kosev. Let's explain the pasuk, a couple of psukim before that. Va'ata im shemoa tishmu b'kol yushmartim ez brisi v'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. If you're willing to accept the mitzvot and listen to my voice, you will be the segula from all the nations. And then it says almost again, va'atem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'gai kodesh. You will be for me a very holy people. Segula mikol ha'amim, mamleches kohanim v'gai kodesh. Okay, let's understand. First of all, why Mamleches Kohanim? There are many crowns. There's a crown of Malchus. Why not call us a kingdom of kings? Why call us a kingdom of Kohanim? There's the crown of Torah. There's the crown of Malchus. There's the crown of Kahuna. So in what way is every Jew a Kohen? Let's see if he comes back to answer that question. Let's pay attention. V'su, and furthermore, Lamaksiv Va'atem Tiuli Mamleches Kohanim. What's the Va'atem? Right? Atem, but you, we just said you. You just said you will be amongst all the nations, the Am Segula. Vatem, and as for you, what, as for you, who are we talking to now? You're just talking to us. What's the Vatem? It's miyutar, it's extra. The Hamidaber Imam Arata, that's even talking. You're talking to us the whole time, Hashem. You're talking to Klal Yisrael. I should have just said, Vitiu li mamlechus kohanim, begoy kadosh. It's almost as if Hashem was talking to someone else, and now, oh, Vatem, but you, Klal Yisrael. Who are you speaking to, Hashem, if not us? I thought the first pasuk was also speaking to us. If you keep my Torah and mitzvos, you'll be segula mikol ha'am, and was also talking to Klal Yisrael. So we need to understand the very funny thing, and that is, why did Hashem offer the Torah to the Umas Ha'olam? V'nira levar bezos Hashem, v'nevar ha'kosav b'vizos ha'bracha, v'zarach me'seir lamo, Hashem, v'zarach. What does zarach mean? To shine. Hashem, you shone forth Miseir, from Har Seir, that's Ace of Territory. Lamo, to them. Hofia mihar Paran. What does Hofia mean? To appear. You appeared from Har Paran. Va'asa mirivos kodesh. And you, also means you arrived, you came. May rivos kodesh, with some, right? May, from. From, not, meaning not all, but with some of your rivos kodesh. Your holy revava, myriads. It came with your entourage, with much of your entourage. Mi no, and then from your right hand, Eish Das, a fiery law, Dat, right? Dalit Tav means a law. Your fiery halacha, your fiery Torah, Lamo, to them, you gave your Torah. Say Chazal, that what? Hashem, you first went to Esav, and you said, do you want the Torah? No, we don't want the Torah. You went to Yishmael, do you want the Torah? No, we don't want the Torah. Okay, so finally you came to Klal Yisrael. Came to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai with your Malachim, with your Rivos Kodesh, and you gave us your Eish Das. You gave us your fiery Torah. The Kasha, Havile Lomar, so says the Berditchever, it should have said, Vizarach, what? Liseir. You didn't shine from Seir. First you went and you shone upon Seir. You went to Esav. You shined your countenance upon him. He says, Esav, talking to Klai, talking to Esav. Esav, do you want my Torah? Esav says, no, okay. So then Hashem went and he went, not from Paran, but he went to Paran. He went to Yishmael. Yishmael, do you want my Torah? No, we don't want your Torah either. Then, Asala Miravosko. Then you came to Har Sinai. That's how the pasuk begins. Right, so why didn't the pasuk say Vizarach Lisayir Lefi Perish Rashi? And furthermore, Od Hadik Kasav Beresha Pasuk Hashem Misinai Ba. You came from Sinai, and then it interrupts and says Vizarach Me Seir, and you shone from Seir. That's not in order. V'Acher Kach B'Sof Pasuk V'Asla Miravos Kodesh. What's going on? It's very choppy. The pasuk Havile Lomar Zeacher Zeh. It should have said, Hashem, Misinai Bav, Asim Irvos Kodesh, Hashem, at Har Sinai came with his holy entourage, Lefi Perish Rashi. The Hazem Misapra, Heich Shabbat, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Besinai, Im Irvos Kodesh. That's our part of the story. And then the other half of the story, V'acher Kach, Havile Lameimar, if you want to know what happened prior to that, but if you want to speak chronologically, it should start with Hashem, you went to Esav, and you went to Yishmael, and then you came to Sinai. That would be chronologically. If you want to focus on what's most important, you came to Sinai, and what happened before that? You had previously gone to Esav and Yishmael. That's also good. But the way it's broken up is neither here nor there. Right? You shone forth from Esav and Yishmael. No, that's not how it starts. It starts, you came from Sinai, you shone forth from Esav and Yishmael, and you were with your holy entourage. So it's bookended by the Har Sinai experience. Hashem at Sinai, the angels at Sinai. And in the middle you mentioned, oh, by the way, but prior to all this, I happened to have spoken to Esav and Yishmael. So what kind of order is that? Right? It's a very strange order. But either put Sinai, the whole Sinai section first, or put the whole Umos Olam section first. Why start with Sinai? Mention that, by the way, you offered it to the Gentiles, and then come back, oh, and at Har Sinai you had a lot of angels with you. It's neither here nor there. V'anira dine chazal amru, melameid shechzer kodesh baruch hu al kol umo v'lashon im yekablu Torah. Chazal tell us in the Medrash Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that Hashem went around to all the nations of the world, v'shal Esav maksiv ba. And Esav said, "Nu, tell me what's in it." V'amar kodesh baruch hu lo sirtzaf, you can't kill. Not for me. Not interested. Thank you so much. V'lo ratzad l'kabla. Hashem went to Yishmael. What's in it? Lo sinaf. No adultery. No thanks. Lo ratzah. So let me ask you, says the Redditcher. Redditcher, whose whole essence was to be Malamitz Chosam Klal Yisrael. What's going on here? Why is Hashem pretending to offer? Let's say they said, yes, we want it. So that's it? Esav becomes the chosen people? Kasha. Lama Hechzir Kodesh Baruch Hachem. Hashem's chasing them around as if Hashem needs them. Hayitachi Lomar Shem Hayirotzim Hayinosin Lam. Was Hashem serious? Is Hashem actually prepared? Let's imagine even in addition to Klai, so he'll also give it to them. Is that even true? Well, the more so, would he give it to them to the exclusion of us? That Esav or Yishmael become the sole recipients of the Torah? Can we imagine such a thing? Is that a havamina that has any seriousness to it? Amnam tov gedol lasa bari li Yisrael. Of course, everything, the tachlis of the world is Klai Yisrael. And Hashem is doing us a very big favor in this moment. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the future and he said, hold on a second. What's going to be when a Jew finds himself in Esav territory? Or Yishmael territory? Or in the end of days, when the Galus that we're in now is Galus, Esav, and Yishmael? Where is he going to get Torah from? He has a summer internship in Midtown Manhattan. What's going to be with his Torah? He's amongst Esav. If Esav has no sheiches to Torah, this yid is in big trouble. If I can somehow connect Esav a little bit to Torah, it gives that Jew a better chance in the coffee room. That's what he says. Right? That's exactly what he says. It's exactly the words he says. Right? Remember when he quoted the Ramban the other day? Adkan Lashon Rabban, Afshein Zeh Lashon Mamash. Okay, so that's exactly what the Prediction says. Afshe ein zeh lashon mamish. That a Jew in 2018 in Midtown Manhattan will have a better chance of having a more appropriate conversation with some secretary in the coffee room if Hashem offers the Torah to Esav and Yisrael. Why? Ditzafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Asov Davar B'Kad Muso. Hakadosh Baruch Hu looked into the future. He knew what's going to be. V'asazos l'man am nachalaso. And he did it for us. Dirashi Yigzor Aleim Shubigalis Bein Umas, because Hashem knows there's going to be a period of time in history, long stretches of time called Galus amongst the nations. V'chas v'sholom shi'asok Yisrael im ha'goy v'yedaber imo diburim b'nyanei tzarchei olam hazeh. And that God forbid a time is going to come when a Jew has to leave the Beis Medrash. Sometimes you have to, but it's a scary thing. And he's going to have to get involved in all sorts of mundane conversations, not just amongst fellow Jews. He's going to have to learn how to communicate with the world. V'ha'goy be'emes meshuka tzumetua v'tameh. Translate it yourself. So it's going to drag a Jew away from the service of his Creator. It's very hard. He needs to get involved in, and the language of the workplace is very uncomfortable for the Ben Yeshiva. I don't use those four letter words in my regular conversation, especially when I'm not even trying to say anything. When it's not even conveying something. I'm not even like upset about anything, and it's like, it slips out in a moment of rage. It's just part of the regular flow of the conversation. So it's a makum tameh. V'chalila kedusha laso kematuma. So this Jew finds himself, yeah, he's a diamond that's in a garbage heap. L'achi hechzu Hashem yisbracha kol uma v'lashon sheyekablu haTorah. So Hashem and his rachmanis went around and said, Esav, you want the Torah? What's in it? Lo sirtzach, no thanks. Yishmael, you want the Torah? What's in it? Lo sinaf, no thanks. But says the Reditchever, okay. So let's be malamit chus on Esav and Yishmael for a second as a way to really help Klal Yisrael. Let's assume that Esav is good with the other 99% of the Torah. Well, we didn't formally check that box, but let's assume Esav only turned down the Torah because of Lo sirtzach. And let's assume that Yishmael only turned down the part of the Torah that says Lo sinaf. Let's assume that Esav is 99% committed to Torah. Well, again, in halacha, if you're a prospective convert to Judaism and you sign up, you say, I'm willing to do 99%. We say, come back when you're 100%. Kabbalah Samitzos requires buying all in. You have to go all in. But it's still not, it's not for naught that Esav and Yishmael are interested in Ruba the Ruba of the Torah. Again, whether that's true or not, let's assume, let's be malamitzchos on them and assume the only thing they couldn't handle was the one thing that God specifically offered them, which was against their mahus. Everything else is good by them. The rest of Shulchan Aruch, the rest of Tanakh and Shas, that's fine, we're into it. It's true, Esav didn't want lo sirtzach. Amnam, yeser ha-Torah ha-yirotza l'kabel, yos evad abarei. But Esav wanted everything else. Esav says, I'll be an Eved Hashem, just one thing I can't do. And part of Esav says, I really wish I could sign up. It's just, I'm an honest worker, and I can't sign up for something that I can't do. All right, I appreciate your honesty. Better luck at your next interview. Yishmael says, listen, lewd behavior, when it comes to Arayos, that's really hard for us. Everything else sounds really, really enticing, but I can't take the job because I can't handle that one thing. Okay. Hashem says again, I thank you for your honesty, and good luck with your next job. Amnam yeser haTorah yirotza l'kabel yos eved haborei. But the majority, the overwhelming majority of Torah, Esav and Yishmael wanted. Okay, so that was a big limud zchus in the Umas HaOlam. Some of our biggest enemies in world history. Just talking historically, forget spiritually. Historically, the people who've killed the most Jews, Esav and Yishmael. So why are we being malam mitzchus on them? What does it do for us? But Ditcher is trying to save us. V'yadua d'chol ma'ashahaya oz b'shas matan Torah nisher at Rishima. We know from various tzaddikim, from many of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, from the Morinayim, the Avodas Yisrael, the tzaddikim say, whatever happened at Kabbalah Satorah left a mark on creation. It left a mark on creation, which means what? That in Midtown Manhattan, Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't seem like it, but guess what? Your Esav or your Shmuel co-worker still has a cheshek for Torah. He may not express it, but it's present in the coffee room. And who's it there for? It's in the snack drawer. Who's it there for? It's not there for him because he's not going to actually, in a revealed sense, he can't take it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't know that he wants it even. But that remnant, that trace remains amongst the nations, mashahayalem ksat cheshkus la Torah. Va'pu'ula mizeh, you know what helps, you know what emerges from that, what's practical? Va'pu'ula mizeh atak shemedaber ishi Yisraeli magoi. So when you're talking to that fellow, that Esav or Yishmael fellow in your office, mamshich ha'Yisrael menagoi reshima sheyesh bo miktsas chemdaso shahayah bo'oz l'kabel ha'Torah. That little bit of desire that he did have once upon a time, the year 2448, to accept the Torah. Right? Again, at the end of the day, he says, well, you know, that little bit that I had, I didn't get the job. So, like, if you want it, you could take that desire that I had for Torah, because I didn't take it anyways. I didn't take the Torah. So, you did take the Torah. So, this little bit of desire for Torah is worth more to you than it is to me. So, if you want it, you can have it. It can be part of our negotiations. You know, a $9 million building, right? And whatever, some other property in Midtown, that's on the table. But he'll throw in, he doesn't realize, but he's throwing it into the conversation. He's offering you his cheshek and Torah, which he doesn't even realize that he has. V'notah Yisrael la'atzma, that you can take it, because he doesn't want it. In the fine print in the contract, part that no one reads. But it's there for you if you want it. L'zeh kosav v'kisvei Arizal. This is the whole Indian, by the way, says the Arizal, of gathering sparks, of nitzotos. Shegali Yisrael ben Umos, levar nitzotos kedoshos shenevdu b'klipa. This is a spark retrieval mission. You think you're handling on two buildings in Midtown. You think you're negotiating some financial contract. You don't realize that there are spiritual pieces in the deal. He doesn't realize it, but now that you learned this piece of Kedushas Levi and Shuas, you know it's on the table. You got to take it. You have to act like a ben Torah. You have to want it. You have to not get caught up in the big numbers with a lot of zeros. V'hainu k'nizkir le'el. Shekol ish ha'Yisraeli, shemedaber im ha'goy, mamshich ha'Yisrael ha'kedusha sheyesh ba'goy. It's important to talk nicely to human beings. I want to go on record as saying that. It's also a lot of fun to talk to your coworkers and actually be talking to Hashem. I'm very into it these days. Last night at the Reitz dinner, I was helping myself to some fine cuts of meat, and I said to the fellow who was serving meat to hungry Jews, I said hello my friend, and after he served me, I said thank you so much, you're the best, and I was talking to Hashem. Both of those statements, hello my friend, was a comment to Hashem, and thank you so much, you're the best. He's not the best. This guy's not the best. He's a nice guy. He's not the best. It's a crazy thing to say to another human being. I wasn't talking to him, I was talking to Hashem. So he'll say, it's an Isra Hanifa. You're not allowed to flatter a person, falsely flatter a person. I wasn't falsely flattering him, I was making a human being feel good. That's also part of Torah. But I'm telling you, like Avana was, I was talking to Hashem. I was saying, Hashem, you're the best. I was in the mood to say, Hashem, you're the best. It's a geschmack feeling. Try it out. You'll have a lot of fun. Don't roll your eyes, it's a lot of fun. Again, I want to go on record. I hold the Bein Adam L'Chavero, there's a human being, B'tzal Melokim. And I was saying thank you to a guy who has a schleppy job, and I wanted him to feel good about himself. So I was also saying that. But I was also talking to Hashem. I did the same thing to the guy who filled up my wife's car with gas last night. And I'm working on it. I'm getting into it. And there's certain things, like you train yourself over the course of your lifetime, and it becomes natural to do. It's not natural yet. It's not... And I'm not so focused on it that like I'm actively working on it. But I hope it becomes something that I can learn how to do. Why? Because again, Hashem is giving me opportunities to retrieve a spark by having a yichud with Hashem in a place where Hashem is not obviously found. So I'm taking a nitzutz, a small nitzutz, from that place when I communicate with Hashem in that place. When I say thank you, when I say modim, right? But not in the language of modim, not in the context of Shmon Esrei. I say thank you, my friend, to the guy who filled up my car with gas. I'm really saying thank you to Hashem, and I'm davening over the gasoline that Hashem put in my car, that my wife should be able to drive the children to school today to learn Torah. So, okay. So I'm retrieving sparks amongst the exile. Okay, I hope I'm not saying anything too crazy, but that's what the Arizal says. Shegali Yisrael bein umos levar nitzotos kedoshos shenevdu b'klipa. It's a spark retrieval mission. Why else? What other justification do you have for taking that job? What's your justification for taking the job in Midtown Manhattan? V'hainu k'nizkir le'el, shekol isha Yisraeli, shemedaber im ha'goy, Mamshecha Yisrael HaKadusha Sheyesh Ba'agai. If you talk to this non-Jewish person on your terms, and you don't forget that funny kavana I was just talking about. That's so basic. He's using expletives, and you don't get involved with that. You're not trying to be cool like him to use that type of language. Hagam Shi Yisrael below Zahim Kedoshim. You're holy either way, right? But there's more kedusha to be retrieved from the world. Mikom Vakom Gam Zetov. This is good. Guarding your kedusha is also Madrega. But taking a spark of holiness that he doesn't even want or realize that he has, he's leaving it for you. So take it. Kemashal, la'asher sheyesh lo mea alafim aduma. Imagine a very wealthy person. Yeah, who has hundreds of thousands of golden talents. Yeah, hundreds of thousands of gold coins. Afal pi kain kishmiyaser od adum zahav adum zahav. When he gathers one more of these golden coins. Right? Gam hu tov lo. It's also good by him. So you're kadosh. I don't need my non-Jewish coworker who's speaking in a crude way about crude topics where I want to cover my ears and maybe I should. He's going to be the one to hand over to me kedusha. I get kedusha from my Rebbe. I get kedusha from my chavrusa. I get kedusha from the svarim I learn. I get kedusha from davening and talking to Hashem. This is the person who's giving me kedusha, but it's another spark. It's another dollar earned. It's another day on the job. So I'm rich already. Right? Hashem told me, Kedoshim to you. That's a haftacha. Hashem told me I'm holy. So I need this Gentile coworker to help me increase my Kedusha, to expand my portfolio. And the answer is yes. That's part of gathering the Tzotzos and bringing the Gula. Why Hashem set it up that way is a good question. So therefore, Chaver, so look. V'chein b'shas matan Torah. Shekibli Yisrael asatar. So look at this. This is Gavaldik. So I just taught, the Berditchever just taught us, I just shared with you, how the Berditchever wants you to go to your internship for the summer. Okay. How did this also reap benefits at Matan Torah? And this is only the Berditchever could just add more and more and more goodness for Klal Yisrael. You know, how do we reap the benefits at Matan Torah? Because when you showed up to Matan Torah, you didn't just show up with the enthusiasm of a Jew showing up to Matan Torah. You also borrowed the 99% of the enthusiasm of Esav, the 99% of the enthusiasm of Yishmael, and we'll see the angels also wanted the Torah. So you can take that also. You can take all that excitement and you can own it, right? Free of charge, thrown in, a signing bonus at Matan Torah. V'chein b'shas Matan Torah shekibli Yisrael as a Torah, az yared lahem kol ishtokus shel kol ha'olam. So all of that desire, the world was mostly ready to sign up for Torah. They got stuck on a couple things. So what's going to happen with most of that ratzon? Where did all of that cheshek go? Gam haktzas hishtokas shahayu mishtokim kol uma v'uma lekabel haTorah yared liYisrael b'shas matan Torah. We took it. It came down to us. It was pouring down upon us. V'hayu lahem ta'avasam v'tayvas kol umos. We had the desire, we had our 100% desire, Nasa v'nishma. Plus, additionally, Esav v'nishma are just part of the story. Hashem went to all of the umos ha'olam. So every nation, every people, to whatever degree they were willing to pay X amount for the Torah, Hashem says, I'm selling Torah, it costs $100, we'll give you 95. Okay, no deal. Right? But Hashem says, the Jewish people, you can still take that 95. That ratzon to pay 95 for the Torah, take it. Whatever bit they were invested, now the deal is off, but the reshima is still there. They left the roshan, left the mark. V'zeh ha'yekavanas Hashem Yisbarach shi'ar ta'avasam liYisrael. V'nizar v'han itzotos kedusha v'klipa. V'tzrich in Yisrael l'hamshich u'la'alosam ata v'galos. And again, that was true then, and that continues to be true now. Okay? Let's add the angels. Why not? If we're making it good, we might as well get everything. V'lachin, Amru Chazal Shabbos Peites, that the Malachim also wanted Lekabel HaTorah. And Hashem says to them, sorry, no deal. You're not eligible. Why aren't we eligible? Hashem says, Klum Av Va'im Yishbachem. You have to honor your parents. It's one of my 10 commandments. Do you have that? You have an opportunity? Angels, do you have parents? Nope, we don't have parents. Okay. So I guess you can't have Torah. Not eligible for Torah. Your big chiddush? The Gemara says that Esther also didn't have Avaim. Esther didn't have mother or father. The Gemara says when her mother was pregnant, her father died. And when her mother gave birth to her, B'shas Leida, her mother died. So Esther never for one second in her life had a mother or father by the time she was born. Her mother died in giving birth to her, and her father had died during the pregnancy. So what does that mean? Remember the Purim show?
Which one?
The one about Megillas Esther being bigger than Torah?
Yeah.
Right. Why did Esther not have a mother or a father? If you don't have a mother or father, you're not eligible for Torah. Okay. Megillas Esther is bigger than Torah. Megillas Esther is the Torah of Lasse Lavo. Megillas Esther is the Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitze. It's the Torah of Mashiach. It's the Torah of the future. So in order to remind Esther in a certain very secretive way, to hint that Esther is not Shayach to Torah, that's not the angels weren't Shayach to Torah and they got blocked out. Right? But Esther's book, Megillah, it's not called Megillas Mordechai, it's called Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, remember what the Chassam Sofer said? The Or of Megillas Esther is even bigger than Torah's Moshe. Megillas Esther, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Uval Mishmoah, Megillas Esther. Yeah? So that's why Esther didn't have parents. To block her from having a Sheikhas to Torah so she can have something bigger than Torah. I think it's a nice Torah. Out the Joy Rosenfeld. I like that.
That answers the question, how could she go back into the king? She's higher than.
How could she
go back to meeting all the times that she was Kargolim and then she.
Right? She submits herself, right? She's not. That's right. It wasn't really her, it was a Malach in her place. She was a Malach. She didn't have parents. A Malach. Okay. Schmack. I want to remember that one. Okay, so Chazal say the Malachim wanted the Torah, and Hashem says, you don't have parents. So Hashem Yisparach also Zebekivun. So Hashem did this also on purpose. What are you taunting the Malachim? Hashem's like, I'm about to give the Torah to the world. Right? Oh, we want the Torah. So Hashem says, you can't have it. Why did Hashem need the Malachim to say, we want the Torah? Who does that help? Hashem's just picking on the Malachim. He's teasing them. No, Hashem did this on purpose. Why? She is Oru HaMalachim. She is Avu Lekabel Torah, that the angels should want to receive the Torah. Kadesha Acher Kach Yored Ta'avasim El Yisrael, that we could take their tithe or their desire for the Torah. Lachain Amru Chazal B'Shosh Amru Kadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Nafal Ra'oda Al Kisei HaKavod Ki Kol HaYira V'Ava Shahaya Be'Alyonim V'Tachtonim. Because you have to understand, Klai Yisrael cleaned up B'Shas Kabbalas HaTorah. They took everything from the higher realms. They took everything below them. They took everything. Kol yard li Yisrael b'shas matan Torah. All of the longing and desire of everything was given to them. With this berditchery of a new understanding of the famous words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Yisrael, where the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that b'shas matan Torah, this was the moment that everyone was waiting for. This was the moment where Ahav and Nehav and Chashuk v'Nechshach came together. He's describing all these Lashonos. This is what every blade of grass was waiting for. Right. Because every blade of grass, Hashem says, you want the Torah? Too bad, you can't have it. Asa, you want the Torah? You can't have it. Angels, you want the Torah? You can't have it. Why is Hashem getting the whole world to be drooling over the Torah? Because it left a Rishima. It left a Rishima that Klai Yisrael were able to take for themselves. Which meant that they had the ultimate feeling of everything, B'Shas Kabbalas HaTorah. So now we understand. Vizarach miseir. No, it's not Vizarach liseir. That was the question of the Berditchever. Hashem shone upon them. Hashem offered it to them. No. The Or was an Or Chozer. It bounced back to us. The light of Esav saying no was from Seir. Har Seir means Esav. So from Seir it shined. It was shining Lama. It was shining upon them. Upon Klal Yisrael. Hashem allowed their lack of acceptance of Torah to shine back upon us. Hashem shone upon them, but then when they didn't accept it, that light reverberated back towards us. Shalahachi hechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Esav lekalbato. That's why Hashem offered them the Torah. Shita'avaso, that Esav's desire, shahayelo k'tas tayv, that he did want on some level of the Torah, heyir al Yisrael b'shas matan Torah. So we took that for ourselves. Hofia, Hashem appeared, mehar paran. What does that mean? Yishmael also wanted a little bit of the Torah. Heyir al Yisrael, a tayv ashlo. So we took what Yishmael, whatever they were willing to invest, we took it. Va'asa merivos kodesh. What's the Vasa Merivos Kodesh? Not just that Hashem came to our Sinai with angels, but the offering of the Torah that Hashem taunted the angels. You want my Torah? Yeah, we want it. Can't have it. You don't have parents. So that also that came. That desire came upon us. Perish. Shehevi li Yisrael gam kin ataiva shal Merivos Kodesh malachei ma'ala. That desire of the angels came to us. That it should shine. That chemda, that taiva, should shine upon Yisrael. What all the angels wanted, what all the nations wanted, all of that came to us. And that's Mimino, from his right hand, Eish Das Lamo, Perish Mimino, Klomar, Me'ataiva Shahayalem, the whole Uma of Uma, Balhem Eish, Shakola Taivus Bal Yisrael. And it's Mimino because it's the side of Chesed, right? The right hand is the Chesed. It was in Hashem's kindness towards us that we should be so fired up for Torah. Okay, I'm as fired up as I can be. I'm 100% fired up. Hashem says, let's make it, let's turn it up to 11, Belleville, yeah? Turn the amp up to 11. I didn't watch the videos yet. Was it good? Yeah, let's turn it up more. What do you mean turn it up more? There's nothing more to turn it up. I'll give you the excitement of Esav and Yishmael and the angels. I'll give you more excitement than you could possibly have. And that made Mamash said, Eish Das, the fire of Torah that Klal Yisrael felt at that moment. It's Gevaldik. Okay? He ends the piece with two final points. And that is, V'hinei hoyo liyisrael lavod labore me'ataiva sheyesh l'umos, v'gam kein taiva liyisrael lavod labore me'achbas atzon. So again, at the end of the day, there's two different taivas, two different desires with which we come to our Sinai. Taivas umas ha'olam, there are 99% investments, right? Esav, Yishmael, angels. And also, what? Tavas atzman, our own personal desire, Klal Yisrael's desire. Ma'avdel b'neim. What's the difference between the two? The elu shnei b'chinos nikraam yira pnimis v'yira chitzonis. This is called a true inner ratzon. Using the word yira, I mean a true inner desire, right? A yira pnimis, an internal longing, an awe that we felt internally, our own, and also Hashem gave us this additional boost, v'yira chitzonis. That which came to us borrowed from the nations of the world is called Yira Chitzonis. Perish. She'ikr tavas shal umos machmas shabore hu ha-shalit. Why did the umos want anything? Right? Now he's got to take it away from them that much more. Why did the umos even want it? We assume that they wanted it 95%. Why do they want Torah at all? You know why? Because if you sign up for Torah, that means you're recognizing God. When you recognize God, you're recognizing that the bore is Hashem. And he is the shalit. That he is the, he's the what?
Ruler.
The ruler, okay. Ruler, we'll use the word ruler. Uviyadu legadu lechazek lakol. And he can increase your bank account. He can increase your health. He can do whatever he wants. All power is his. Dehainu amanas lekabel pras. There are a lot of fringe benefits to being a Jew. There's a lot that I gain by being a good Jew. It's called schar. This world and the next. Shekishi, right? There's a lot of benefits. You get a lot of reward. So when I sign up for the one, he's the boss. He can give me the raise better than anyone. Whatever he wants, he does. So there's a lot of reason why a non-Jew would want to accept the Torah. Okay, they chickened out because of whatever that one thing was that was too hard. But as Jews, we strive for a level called Lishma, Lo Amanas LeKabel Pras. That's called Yira Pnimis. That's essential awe. As opposed to being in awe of God because he's powerful, of talking in a certain way to a rich person because this rich person may be able to help me by writing me a check. When I respect the essence of the person, not their bank account, that's Yira Pnimis. I serve God because I want to give him nachas ruach. I want Hashem to enjoy. I'm not doing it for the schar v'onesh. So look how he reads the psukim. It's beautiful. It's so nice in the psukim. Hashem says to us two things. Remember how we started? Very beginning of the piece? Hashem says, first he says, Vayisam li segula, mikol ha'amim, mikol ha'amim. And then, Vatem tiuli, mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Look how he reads it. Beautiful. V'zeo ha'perish. Vayisam li segula mikol ha'amim. In comparison to the nations of the world, the part of you that comes from the nations of the world, the part that you're borrowing b'shas kabbalah sator from the umas ha'olam, klomar, sha'ava shiyalachem elai mikol ha'amim, perish mikol ha'amim, meha umos, the part that you're borrowing from the nations, te kol taivos heyer al Yisrael, all of their desire, all of their willingness, the 99% that Esav and Yishmael and the angels were prepared to offer, I want you to know that all of that is a very good thing. Zeyerak machmas. Let's read the pasuk. You're going to be the best from the nations. You're going to take from the nations. Why? Kili kol haaretz. Why were the umos signing up? Kili kol haaretz. Because I control everything. I control your bank account. I control your health. I control your prosperity. I control your intellect. Li kol haaretz. I control everything that happens in this world. So the umos were signing up, hopefully to get some of those things. They didn't sign up completely. They left the Rishima. You can take it, and you should. And it's good. And that's the Yerachitzonis. But that's the your segula. Segula means like, that's your prize. That's your prize, mikol ha'am. What the nations of the world left for you, because I was nice enough to set it up this way. That's your Yerusha, so to speak, from the Umas Ha'olam. Alts schar va'onash. Ki li kol ha'aretz. That's, you're going to cash in on a metzias of the world. Va'atem, but you, who are you? A yid ba'atzim, who are you? What's the yira pnimis of a Jew? How did the Jew bring his 100% to the Torah? Again, this is all above 100%. This is when you turn it up beyond. This is the signing bonus from the Umas Ha'olam and from the angels. Who are you ba'atzim? Va'atem, now Hashem looks a Jew in the face at Har Sinai and says, Va'atem, perish ha'tayva shi'alachem me'atzmeichem. To you, Mamleches Kohanim. That comes from an inner place. That's what we call Mamleches Kohanim. Well, we ask, what does that mean, Mamleches Kohanim? So he comes back to the three crowns. There's a crown of Torah, there's a crown of Kohuna, and there's a crown of Malchus. Chever, which of the three crowns is transmitted through your DNA, Birusha? Kohuna. Why are you a Kohen? Because your father was a Kohen, because your grandfather was a Kohen. Right? It's something that's in your DNA. Your father could be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. There's no guarantee that you're going to take his place. Malchus. Not everyone's going to be a Melech. You're part of the royal family. But you're not necessarily going to be the Melech. You've got to live up to it. There may be multiple sons. You may not be the Melech. Maybe someone else. Maybe your cousin will be the Melech. Maybe your older brother will be the Melech. Maybe in some cases your younger brother, who's more qualified, will be the Melech. So there's no guarantee. Kohuna, if your father's a Kohen, your grandfather's a Kohen, then you're a Kohen. So be a Mamlachas Kohanim. What's the essence of who you are, Jew? Hashem says to us, Zewa Ava Shalachem Me'atzmechem, your internal DNA, your spiritual DNA, that's like the Keser Kuna, your Mamlachas Kohanim. It's Machmas Yerusha. The Ava that you have, the excitement, the 100% that you bring to the table from yourself, the Ishtokus and the Taiva of a Jew at Har Sinai, to be a Jew, Lios Avde Abore, to be servants of Hashem, where does that come from? That comes from what? A Yerusha. From who? From who? Where did it come from? He says, Machmas Avoseichem. It came from the Avos. Now, if you'll ask one little question, okay, but that's not, Avos is not me. So first of all, the Avos is you, right? In terms of your spiritual DNA, it is you. But also, the word Av in Tanakh, Aleph Beis, means Ratzon. You have it in many places in Tanakh. V'lo ava, it didn't want. Av means to want. So yes, he's talking about our spiritual DNA, like Yoni said, Magen Avram, our spiritual Yerusha from the Avos. But when he says Avos, it also means your internal Ratzon. Not what you borrowed from the Umas Ha'olam, not how you came to an appreciation of Torah in comparison to Esav and Yishmael and the angels. The you, the Va'atem, right? The bonum atem, the essential you, the atem, the essence of you is what? His mamlachas kohanim, your Yerusha, your true Yerusha. The inside track, the Yer Pnimis that a Jew has, is what? Is Gai Kadosh. Is Gai Kadosh. She'tachsefu liyos avdi habori lasos latanug. That you should want to be a Gai Kadosh, lo machas char v'onish. Don't do it for the rewards. It's not kili kol ha'aretz, because your job depends on it. Your salary on planet Earth depends on it. Do it what? Do it l'shem shemayim. Do it l'shem shemayim. Do it with an inner ratzon that a Jew has to want to serve a Kadosh Baruch. What a beautiful piece. So look at the Verditch versus Malam Yitzchus. He shows us again, he tries to first explain why Hashem would bother to offer the Torah to Umas HaOlam. Hashem was serious. Hashem, of course, knew what the end would be. So what's the point? Because Hashem wanted to create a Rishima to give a Jew, both by our Sinai, as well as at his office, his interactions with those non-Jews, and unfortunately there are many, who speak in a way or act in a way that is really, again, tameh. It's very antithetical to what it means to be a holy Jew. Hashem wanted to give you the opportunity to be bigger than that and to be rewarded for that. But that's the fringe benefits. The essential Jew is, I'm not just trying to define my Kedusha in contradistinction to my Gentile coworker, right? But I'm be'etzem v'atem. I'm a mleches kohanim, this is who I am. I'm a guy kadosh, that's who I am. There's more Kedusha to be had for a Jew who seeks it out. Okay, but there's an unbelievable opportunity that Hashem gives us to gather sparks over the summer. So it's a very powerful piece to learn this time of the year. Okay? Shkayach. Valdik.